Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The priest descends from the altar area into the nave of the church to symbolize Christ coming into our world. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. Christ came into this world and lived among us. He taught, he shared, he cared, and he loved. He was to endure all the difficulties of this life, and in time he was crucified. He suffered and died on a cross. He resurrected and ascended to heaven. The priest descends from the altar area and physically goes through the entire church, showering the people with the fragrance of incense, while holding a cross in his other hand, offering blessings and giving the congregant an opportunity to interact with him. The participant moves forward and kisses the cross held by the priest in a gesture of reverence. She or he asks the priest, "Remember me before the immortal Lamb of God," to which the priest responds, "You shall be remembered before the immortal Son of God." The priest senses the people, that is, he diffuses incense through the congregation as a reminder that all of our actions are to rise above ourselves as the smoke rises. The sweet fragrance of the incense reminds us that as we focus on what is beyond ourselves, we lose ego, and the sweetness of life is in that self-sacrifice that we offer. The prayer of sensing begins, "I offer incense before you, O Christ, for a spiritual fragrance. Receive it for a sweet-smelling savor into your holy, heavenly, and intelligible place of offering. Send down upon us in return the graces and the gifts of the Holy Spirit." Meanwhile, the hymn of sensing is yet another request. "Receive our prayers, we pray, ascending straight unto you as the Savior of frankincense, myrrh, and cinnamon. Keep us who offer them in holiness, that we may serve you continually." The priest senses throughout the entire church and then ascends back to the altar area. He has made a full circle of the church and reminds us that Christ, after his ministry in this world, ascended back to heaven, where the liturgy of love continues and is celebrated eternally. As we witness the priest coming down from the altar area and walking in our midst, let us reflect on Christ coming among us. Yes, God so loved the world. But even more, this is a time for us to ask, how much do we love God? That is, what is our response to God's love? Here is an opportunity for reflection. As the priest walks in our midst, some greet him with enthusiasm, quickly kissing the cross. Others give a courtesy nod and make the sign of the cross. Still others are oblivious to the events happening around them and let the priest pass by without even a second look. So it is with our response to God. Sometimes we enthusiastically embrace him. We accept him. Other times, we are courteous enough to go through some of the rituals. And yet at other times, we are completely unmindful of the love around us. The procession and the sensing is about us. engaging with God in the ritual of life. The liturgy is coming alive in our presence. Tomorrow, we continue as the priest returns to the altar area. This is Father Voskin, hoping that you too will return to join me tomorrow on this Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.